Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
That's me.
Scott, how are you? You're very jumpy in that intro. I've never seen you dance like that.
You've never seen me get down and boogie with those style?
Yes.
Styles of moves?
You're a bit of a styly boy. Now, that was beautiful.
I am a styly boy.
You've never danced like that in the intro.
I thought I'd just sit there. Just change it up for you today, give you a little bit of pizzazz, something that's a little bit different, because I'm quite excited for this afternoon, I will admit.
I know why you danced.
Oh, you tell me.
Because the Butts to Nuts, we've got a bit of an announcement to make.
Do we?
We're changing the game, because now our podcasts are filmed.
Oh,
and
wait,
Scott
was dancing
to the camera.
No, they're fucking not. Stop lying.
All you have to do is we'll put our BSB on all of our social medias, and you have to donate us $100. And we will give you the filmed copy of this podcast,
incorrect, people.
Please, for the love of God.
We don't have cameras.
$100 for the filmed podcast.
And maybe you
might even see Scott's dance that
he
just did before.
You will never see my dance. The podcast is not filmed.
You won't see it if you don't pay.
Full of lies. Full of lies. It actually cost $90. No, it doesn't exist. We don't have cameras yet. It's not filmed.
It does exist.
But one day we will.
Speaking of things that were filmed. See that?
Now that's that's smooth. I like it.
We watched Aviator. Yeah.
James Cameron's Avatar. Now, there was a lot of confusion when this first came out because people hadn't seen... people were just off the hype train of The Last Airbender, Avatar, which was just called Avatar as the children's TV show.
Yeah.
And then this comes out and people are like, yo, Avatar's announced, oh my God. And then it's blue people.
Are they waterbenders? What's going on?
What? What's going on here? That is not the Fire Nation.
I presume the sequel's going to be called Way of Water, but I don't know. That's going to be in...
And that's even more confusing that's the sequel.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, it might as well be book one. It might as well. And then we did get M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender a couple of years later.
What's better?
It's not even a question, mate. It's The Last Airbender.
I was going to say.
No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
Obviously.
No. Avatar is way better of a movie.
Oh, Avatar The Last Airbender.
No. Just Avatar. James Cameron's Avatar.
Okay, so you mean Avatar The Last Airbender?
You're a fucking cheeky one, I'll
give
you that.
Two M. Night Shyamalan movies in a week.
Wow, look at this. Look at us.
I can't wait to talk about the elements with you.
The earth.
The water.
Earth book. That's book
fire
two.
And taxes. Finance. That's the four things. Fire, water, air,
that's
and
the fifth
finance.
Element.
Oh, finance.
Finances.
Yeah, and that's what they do at Wall Street.
We watched Avatar.
Yeah, we did.
And
Jesus, get along with it. Fucking hell, stop waffling.
Fuck you.
That's all the Butts to Nuts podcast is. It's just fucking waffle.
You're a waffle, and we watched Blue Waffles. I'm sorry.
Tell me what this movie's about. I'm going to reach over and dance on you.
I've got like a really good synopsis I'm about to lay on you.
Where'd you get it from though? Did you learn from last week?
I did. I didn't.
That's all right.
No, I did. No, I did learn. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
On the lush alien world of Pandora live the Na'vi, beings who appear primitive but are highly evolved. Because the planet's environment is poisonous, humans / Na'vi hybrids called avatars must link to human minds to allow free movement on Pandora. Jake Sully, Sam Worthington,
nice,
a paralyzed former Marine, becomes mobile again through one such avatar, and falls in love with a Na'vi woman, Zoe Saldana. As a bond with her grows, he is drawn to a battle for the survival of her world.
Damn, rest in peace, Sam Worthington. Gone too soon.
Wait, he's not dead.
Well, doesn't matter. He can rest, can't he? He's done a lot of work, mate.
He can go to sleep if he wants.
Let him rest, mate.
He's allowed to go to bed.
Let the poor Aussie battler rest. He's in danger close.
Australian pride right now.
I love it. Oh, I love Aussies and Australians.
Good on you, Sam.
I love him.
We're proud of you for getting this role. Now, this movie had a lot of hype when it first came out back in 2009. I remember watching, you know, Australian news TV show Sunrise and watching the mocap, like the massive camera dome technology that they had there, like the body scanning of like people's faces and stuff. Like James Cameron, he was tapping into visual effects that had never been before seen before. Like this was a monumental piece in cinema history.
Yeah, and he had this, we'll get into this a bit in trivia, but he had this idea from like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just come a little bit closer.
That's all good.
Yeah.
He had this idea from the mid-90s.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not the movie mid-90s. I mean, like, he had the idea from the mid-90s.
Yes, because he was not involved with Jonah Hill in making mid-90s.
No.
That's a very good joke.
Thank you.
So that's incredible. So, yeah, it is a very interesting concept. I mean, all the best ideas came out of the 90s. Let's be real. They all came out of there. Like, yeah. that was the prime time. I'm not surprised.
And it was going to cost him, like, $400 million. And then they were like, yo, that's too expensive, bro. And then he's like, all right. And it cost him $285 million. And they're like, damn, that's a lot better.
That's
the most expensive movie that we've ever had.
Oh, my
and
God.
And now it's just like every Marvel movie's like $400 million. And it's just like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Everything's just inflated ridiculously.
I love big inflated things.
Oh, inflation just gets me all googly.
So do hot blue people.
Hot blue people. Now, the overall character to design is very cool, I say.
I like it a lot.
Like, it's just obviously very humanoid, but just like there's that animalistic sort of, it's like a cat feline sort of thing.
Yeah, their noses.
Like, with the noses, obviously, and the ears and stuff. And the way that they represented that through like when Jake and Neytiri are hunting and stuff, and you see both their ears go up when they hear a sound, or just their eyes expand when, you know, they're in mid combat, or just like the tail movements and things. It's so,
or that epic hiss that they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like,
and they're sick canines. They got magnificent teeth.
Mad canines.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every dentist's dream, honestly.
Oh yeah.
But the animators, or like the visual effects artists, did such a good job with the models.
And I think a big reason why this still like holds up so much is because it had like, they worked on this movie for 4 years or some shit like that.
Wow.
Whereas this is where I'm worried about the new ones coming out. Now it's like, oh my God, Avatar, we got to throw 7 movies out. It's not.
We got
to
pump
like
them out.
Another 4 are coming out. But still, we got to throw another 4 movies out.
Not necessarily. Remember James Cameron said if Way of Water doesn't do well, there's only going to be 3. But if it does well, we're getting 5.
Oh, really? Is that what you said?
I mean, he better bloody get to it because I think he's a bit old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he waited a while. 10, no, more than 10.
Like 12, no, 13.
13 years?
Yeah, around 13. We'll say that. Let's say 13 whole years.
Now, I want to ask you about the characters in this movie, because we have some really good ones and we have some really bad ones.
Yeah.
Now, I have a couple of gripes I'll sprinkle over this podcast.
I'm very excited for all of those gripes.
But on the positive note, I want to know, who is your favorite character in this movie? Go.
Neytiri.
And I respect the hell out of that choice, because she has so much emotional depth throughout this movie.
Yeah.
Her and Jake, but especially Neytiri, she goes from being, you know, not trusting the sky people sort of thing, and like being very off kilted, like not no trust at all, and being very defensive, to going through all these emotional moments with Jake, of lessons she's teaching him, and then to growing that deeper love that she ends up getting, and then heartbreak, and then love again.
Yeah.
Like,
love with them was good as well. I liked that.
Yeah, which I'll also get into a little bit more, but it's just fantastic, her development as a character over the whole film. It's really cool.
Yeah, she had a good arc. She did.
Yeah.
A lot of things in this movie are sort of like, when you rewatch it, you're like, okay, so that is a bit generic. Here's like the conflict between the two. And
yes.
And then they're going to get back together. And then they're going to fight the big battle after the big loss and
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it's just your typical story beats. But it's done in a good way. And
It's
not to this film's detriment.
No.
I'm going to say that right now. But you can see how this film's going to go.
That's right. That is a bit of a downfall, is its predictability. You can see from the start where things are going to go, and it does follow a bit of a formula.
Yeah.
But the characterization of the good characters is what holds you in, picks you up, and therefore immerses you in their world, in their experience.
Let's quickly rapid fire through some other good characters. Well, Jake.
Obviously, Jake. He has, I would say he's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to live up to his brother. His brother's obviously dead. He has that, that pain inside him, and that everyone's doubting him, and he finally is able to walk.
Yeah.
Finds love. Has to betray his own race. He has to betray the human race, basically.
Yeah, because, really sick stuff there.
Yeah, it's like, that's like that, conveying that in the way that they did is really powerful and cool.
Yeah, they didn't make it feel like, bro, what are you doing going against the humans? They really projected
like,
that.
Like, it was a conundrum for him. Yeah, yeah. But like, they didn't say humans are bad. It was like the people who are motivated to do whatever they want to get the material, they're the bad humans.
Are they, though?
Are they doing it for the greater good of the earth?
Is deforestation really that bad? does this, what, these people really matter when there's all that money under there?
That money.
Did you hear what he
said?
It's
the motivator.
It's like $20 million per kilo, Scott. That's what Bizarro Sam Rockwell said.
It is Bizarro Sam Rockwell.
What's his name? Giovanni something. Giovanni Ribisi. I've totally butchered that shit.
He's that guy in Ted that abducts
he
Ted.
He is that guy in Ted.
No way.
Ribisi?
Just playing mini golf in the office.
It's got to be Ribisi. Ribisi.
Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi.
I have to say, he is probably one of my least favorite characters in this movie.
Bizarro Sam Rockwell.
He's fucking so funny, but it's just... I disagree with that. I think he's just like... there to be a dick. Like, he doesn't really serve a purpose other than looking in the watchtower, kind of going, we need this material. I want to be rich. Like, you kind of need that guy.
What about the shareholders, man? Those shareholders. What do you think they're going to say?
Yeah.
Bro. Look at me put this shit, bro, into a coffee cup.
And then Sigourney Weaver just kicks the cup out of the way like a beast.
Whoa, what a hot woman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Full respect.
Age like fine wine. And she's a fucking badass, too.
I'd say age like a fine cheddar.
Like, what? The way you said that was just so weird.
Because you can have aged cheddar, 36 months.
Hey, this is true. You know?
Bit of a Mersey Valley, 36 months aged cheddar, I think, is Sigourney Weaver.
I love Mersey Valley.
Yeah, she's my little Mersey Valley.
Well, we know Sigourney Weaver.
I do.
As she's an incredible actress. Obviously.
About time someone said it.
Yeah, about time someone said it.
You know, here
it.
On the Butts Nuts podcast, we say it.
I think we've already talked about Sigourney Weaver once on this pod, but not because we haven't watched a movie that she's in yet.
Yeah,
but we've mentioned her before, I think.
No Sigourney policy till today.
Yeah, that's right.
She's probably been mentioned as a reference, and we're like, oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, the greatest of all time.
Probably something in like a comedy movie.
Now, she is a sci-fi actress through and through, obviously through Alien, and she fits in with the vibe completely in this.
Yes.
Obviously, she has her demons because she's like very like tough and sarcastic and all that, but that she's also very warm. Like, once you get to know her a little bit more, She connects with the people that are also passionate about the same thing she's passionate about.
Yeah.
But she's cold against the people she disagrees with. And that's like a nice, like, little duality with her character.
And she smokes inside in the year 2154. Like, we can't smoke inside right now in the year 2022.
But in 2154, look forward to it, mate.
No, I don't reckon you can.
No?
I reckon the rules are even tighter in the year 2154. She doesn't give a shit, man. You know what? She's that badass.
James Cameron didn't.
Kit Cameron.
Cameron did not predict vaping. She would have been vaping, I tell you.
Yeah, she'd be on an iGet for sure. James Cameron, you idiot.
You silly boy.
If Way of Water, Avatar 2, doesn't have some mad iGet scenes, I tell you what, it's going to get a zero from the Butts to Nuts podcast.
Oh, yeah, you are getting slaughtered, mate. No coming back from that.
Oh, I only watch movies with iGets, bro.
Oh, my God.
Wait, bro, pass me a hit. Pass me a hit? Yeah, because we're sick vapors here. That's what we always say. So pass me a hit, brother.
Yeah.
You won't understand unless you've hit the old iGet.
Yeah. All right, I want to talk about my least favorite character in this film. And I don't want to...
I already know.
I don't want to slander her too bad, but Michelle Rodriguez, I'm sorry. Your Trudy character is not good in this movie. It's so fucking cringe.
It's terrible.
Every fucking line she says is just like, yeah, okay, I need you to be the gunner on this mission.
End scene.
Yeah, that's literally her voice, by the way. Yeah. That was a good impression.
Could you say, yeah, we've got guns too? She says that at the end when she flies in and she's got war paint.
Yeah, we got guns too.
That's pretty good. And then she says oops at one point as well.
Oh, fucker. I just hate
oops,
that stuff.
Say oops.
Oops.
Yeah, that's good.
Stop. It's not November. You're going to fail.
Whoa!
The ASMR is too powerful.
Yeah, true. I'll blast through the mic.
But
nah, she's shit.
Yeah. Oh, look, I just kept saying Letty like the whole time. I'm just like, it's Letty.
Yeah. She doesn't really have range.
She plays Letty well. Like, that's her character. She's born for that. But you can't put Letty in every fucking movie, you know?
She's not in too many. But
yeah,
second movie we've seen her in this year.
But this was pretty big for her, this movie.
I was going to say,
like,
yeah.
This was a pretty, like, even though it was a side role, it was like pretty massive at the time, I think. Yeah.
The fact that Michelle Rodriguez is in the highest grossing movie ever.
Of all time. Hey, that's
just baffles me.
Credit to the movie.
I love...
Although, she knows how to fire guns like a badass, I'll give her that.
No, she doesn't. What about in the tree scene? She pussied out.
Oh, no. Oh, and that's what got her killed.
Yeah, I love at the end scene where she flies in with her war paint. She's had time to also just paint the entire
She could have got there early and done a little swoop over and gone, see you later, bitches.
Waiting for her paint to dry.
Yeah.
And then she's like...
Waiting for her paint to dry. She totally was.
She shoots it for like 2 seconds going, yeah, I've got machine guns too. Okay. Just gets exploded. Like,
but where'd she get the fucking paint from as well? Like, yeah. And also, do the Na'vi trust her? Because she's just like a normal human flying in this fucking machine. And they're like, oh my God, you just blew up the fucking tree. And then and she's like, no, I'm a good one. And then they just shoot her with an arrow. Like, oh, that's the realistic scenario that would have happened.
Oh, she said she didn't shoot at the tree, so we got to trust her.
We got to trust her and put some fucking war paint on that mobile.
Get some paint on this woman, man. Let's go. What are we doing?
Hey, not just the vehicle, her face as well, because people are going to see that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to see Michelle Rodriguez with some beautiful war paint go, oh, okay, she's on our
side. Nah, bro, it's for the style. It's for the style.
Yeah,
yeah. Nah, look, honestly, I won't throw her under the bus too much.
You
but
will.
She was a bit of a gripe for me.
She is a gripe.
Oh man, that's
what about the Colonel?
The Colonel, he's half and half for me.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like at the beginning he's worse than he is at the end.
Yeah, doing his bench presses going, God, you wanna know how I got these scars? He doesn't say that,
but along
says
the
that.
Lines of that. He's like, first day here reminds me, I kinda like it. It reminds me every day of what I'm fighting. Or something
Shut
along
the
those lines.
Fuck up, man.
Get and
away
when he's
from
giving
me,
the...
you weird old fuck.
Yeah. And when he's giving the pep talk to all the Marines in that room, but also there's not very many new Marines that have come through here. Like six years on a space trip, and you've got I don't know, 50 Marines that have come on this ship. Like, what the fuck? Like, why wouldn't you have like 1,000 or something?
Because they're just built different. But imagine 1,000 versus 2,000 Na'vi. It'd just be an unfair fight anyway. So I guess that's for plot reasons.
For plot reasons. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, the colonel at the beginning was worse. But when he got to the end, though, and he started pulling those badass moves when he's...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, you started to see his lack of care for the people around him and his obsession with the mission.
Mm.
So when the massive gunner ship...
Which looked awesome, by the way. Shout out to the design of all those ships as well.
Very cool. Got shot down. Oh, no, not shot down. Blown up by Jake Sully's grenade that he threw in the air vent.
Awesome scene.
Very cool. When that came down and he's getting in the mech and stuff, he just like leaves the other dude in there. Oh, man.
Well, how sick was it as well, where he's in the mech and he's jumping out of the ship and it explodes behind him.
Yeah.
And his mech's just like half on fire and he lands down.
Yeah.
And then the ship just misses him as it falls and crashes behind him.
Yeah. See, I can believe... Like, even though it's a fictional movie, I can believe an explosion behind him in that scene because he's in a mech.
Yeah, so, that's like, believable to me as well, yeah. Whereas...
Bruce Willis, like, running from explosions, or, like, Nicolas Cage running from explosions,
in
like,
Con Air.
A couple of centimeters away from him.
It's just fire. It's just flesh wound, bitch.
Flesh wound.
Or when he's doing
she's got a flesh wound.
The colonel, also when he's doing bench presses and he's like, yeah, it's lower gravity here. You gotta keep
makes you butt. Soft.
And Jake's just like, oh, yeah, well, I just work my arms, bro.
No, but doesn't he say, the colonel's like, Pandora has low gravity. Low gravity makes you soft. And if you get soft, Pandora eats you up.
And the bro's like, ah, shit.
Ah, shit. Well, my legs are soft, so what can I do?
Bro, so, what am I going to do?
That's why we're making you an avatar.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very cool plot point.
Sorry, you told me off air.
That, wait, what?
Doesn't matter.
That Sam Worthington's fictional twin brother is a perfect match for his avatar because there would be some genetic differences.
He got killed in a robbery, I found out.
He got killed in a robbery?
So he got killed in a robbery.
Yeah, because he got shot, but I didn't think he was a Marine.
But, no, he was a Marine. They're both Marines.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just did he was like the sciencey dude.
Oh, maybe he was the sciencey dude. Oh, he was a sciencey dude and Jake was just a Marine.
Yeah.
And Jake, I presume, got shot when they mentioned the colonel's like, hey, you fought in Venezuela.
Yeah.
He got shot and it ruined his spine.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
It was a bit of a Professor Xavier moment there. Magneto, he just curved that bullet and just went straight into Jake Sully.
Shit, I hate when that happens.
Fuck, First Class, man. What a good movie.
We're watching that next week.
Yeah.
We're going to film it again.
We're going to film the reaction to First Class.
Yeah. No, what were we saying?
Jake Sully getting shot up in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, no, it is a good concept. And it's believable that his DNA would fuse with his brothers.
Yeah, because they're twins.
They're twins, yeah. I don't know if we would work.
No, we wouldn't, obviously, because we're different.
And they did. They did look like them. I think the avatar that looked the most like their person was Norms.
Norms was insanely good. Yeah. I think it's because of the big nose, man.
Yeah.
It's because of the nose, you know. The it's very easy to define, and like the Na'vi naturally have quite flat noses, but even his genetics were pushing through.
Yeah.
Like that, it was coming through.
Norms looked great. Sigourney Weaver's one was okay, but
yeah, I think hers was maybe the worst.
I couldn't really see Sigourney in it. I was like,
yeah. I could, but it's much better in The Way of Water scenes that I've seen through the trailer.
Is she in that?
Yeah, she is. She's been cast in it, and one of the teenagers in the trailer has her face. So,
what?
Listen to this. So, this is what I'm theorizing, and this is the word on the street that's been going round, is that when her soul was transported, well, like, sucked into the tree.
Iwa.
Awa.
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 Into Awa. And it's in the tree, and then somehow a baby is born. I don't know.
Do you
we're going to find this out. We're going to find this out.
Do we think it's Jake and
Neytiri's kid?
I was about to say.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think Neytiri. It is. It's something to... Because remember,
Jake and,
they're connected to the tree as well. Neytiri, I don't know.
He's now fully transformed at the end of the movie as well.
Fully.
I forgot that bit.
Yeah,
radical. I'll be honest, I forgot a lot of these movies. I just remember the big battle at the end, and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool as a kid, but I don't understand why we keep switching from human to blue boy. Now I'm like,
I see. I see you.
Yeah, I genuinely haven't seen this for like a decade.
Yeah.
So, little 7-year-old Ben, or whatever I was back then. Everyone's cringing, thinking I'm young and naive, and I am. Yeah, didn't understand it.
All right, what's another gripe that you have with this movie? What's something that kind of doesn't make sense, or you're like, no, that shouldn't have gone in that direction?
I don't know if it's really a gripe. It's just more, what are you guys doing at the end battle, right?
So yep.
We have the Na'vi.
Yes.
Awesome. In the air. Everything's perfect.
Wicked.
They flank them. They stay on the side of the, what are they called? The mountains of Hallelujah. Fucking whatever. Honolulu. The mountains of Honolulu. And they all fly down and they do their shit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Goes
a lot
wild.
Of casualties, but the most avoided... I can't speak.
God damn it.
Best way to avoid casualties because they flanked them.
Yes.
That's my point that I've just said.
Mm-hmm.
With the horses, what are you doing just riding into mechs?
Yeah, that's... You
idiots.
That's
you
pretty
absolute
dumb.
Absolute idiots. We're going to plan a way
they
to take...
They should have flanked them there as well from
you
like all sides.
Them. They could have.
Can you imagine if they created some sort of figure eight motion where they're like, you know, followed each other sort of thing? Like, boom and...
Like, I don't think they
had crazy.
They could have picked off all the little guys and then worked on a mech.
Yeah.
But instead, they just rode straight forward... All got killed, basically.
I know, bro. It's for the plot. It's for the
plot. And ran away.
It's for that very climactic scene when three characters die at once.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When we had Michelle Rodriguez get blown up. I did shed a little bit of emotion when I was younger to that scene. I was like, damn.
Letty.
Shit.
And then the other leader boy, Susei or something like that.
I got it. It's Tutei.
Tutsei. Tutsi.
No, it's Honolulu. Sute. Yeah, when played by Laz Alonso. Played by Laz Alonso, who plays Mother's Milk in The Boys TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit of trivia for you there. He is also in Fast and Furious.
That I did know, yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, so shout out to Laz Alonso.
Oh, you've butchered that, mate.
Yep.
I can't say Hallelujah.
Laz Alonso.
Why can't I say that word?
Hallelujah.
I did it. The mountains of Hallelujah.
I think you said that wrong again. To say Honolulu and
the mountains of Hallelujah. Honolulu. The music was good, though.
The theme is just iconic, mate. Yeah, it gives me goosebumps every single time. It takes me back to being a little child watching this on... the small screen.
Because
I didn't watch this in the cinemas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What loser.
Oh, what a dweeb.
No, it does. I feel like it's just Pandora, man.
Yeah.
The world they've created, this music fits it.
It's just Pandora jewelry, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's not bloody Michael Hill. It's Pandora.
Yeah, yeah.
I just say that shit and I just go, man, that is some good music.
That's some Kraken... good tune.
Have that little weird doo 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 stuff going on.
Oh, that was very good, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be proud.
I am. Music was great.
It
really carried the whole movie, I would feel.
Yeah, a lot of emotional...
I think that was one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, well, definitely. Just that main theme that happens, it just, you know, you feel the love of Jake and Neytiri. Let's focus on that for a sec. I think their love story is awesome.
I do as well,
and it's really realistically portrayed because it's over a course of 3 months, spending every day together, getting to know each other, getting to know each other's quirks, constant conversation all the time, getting really, really personal with the spirituality of her culture, Jake is.
Yeah.
And through that connection, boom. It's a match made in heaven.
Having sex in the ancestor tree.
Yeah, which is the way I want to do it.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I mated with you for life. And Jake's like, fuck, what have I done? Shit. Oh, I just wanted a one-night stand, bro.
I didn't think I was committed.
I thought this was just a quick in and out at the burger joint, you know what I'm saying?
It's been 3 months. I thought it was a three-month stand.
Three-month stand.
Can't a man just have a...
I thought this was just friends with benefits, yo. I thought this was just Mila Kunis and, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
They're
friends
with benefits?
Yeah.
Damn, I almost plummeted that reference.
But you didn't. Oh, high five. I got sweaty hands, bitch.
It's okay. It makes for a better clap.
Does it? Their story was great. The they sort of hinted at... what's his name? Susei?
Sute.
Yep. They sort of hinted at Sute being with her, Natiri.
Well,
and then I thought he would have been jealous, but we didn't see that. It's kind of glad we didn't see
that. I'm glad there wasn't like a full jealousy arc.
I feel like that was in the pre-script.
Definitely. You could see hints of it, but then... Yeah, there's always jealousy arcs. It's fucking always a love triangle. I hate that shit.
No.
Unless it's done really well, but you can tell that would have just been another subplot that... would have been taking away from the overall moment of the movie, I guess.
Yeah, then that would have really been, okay, this is generic.
Yeah. No, but that's why it was good, because there was a camaraderie at the end when Sute and Jake, you know, they were teaming up as brothers.
Yeah.
And Sute finally accepted him into the tribe.
That was good.
Even after all the terrible things that have happened after the great tree fell down.
Yeah, that was insane. That looked really good.
Really, really well done scene, and so emotional. That scene still gives me goosebumps.
That is a great... That is probably... If you are sort of on the fence with this movie, that's what would bring it up.
That's one scene that you cannot deny is amazing.
Yeah, that is a masterpiece.
Because they've spent so long, like an hour through the movie... trying to defend this place, and it comes down in the middle of the movie, and you're going, what is going to happen next?
Yeah, that was... And when those ancestor trees get bulldozed down as well.
You're like, oh no, this is going to go crazy.
I felt so bad for that. I was like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Imagine it's that. Your whole tree's just gone. Your
tree. Well, that's what... That's the whole moral, or like
point. Whole moral of the story is to blow up trees. Deforestation, man.
Well, it's the destruction of nature for minerals, but also it's colonization as well, because the humans are trying to get the resource so that they can have interspace travel. Like, what's it called? Yeah, Ubertanium or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit?
You know, Ubertanium.
No way this actual nerd searched that up.
I did. I had to do it. I had to do it for the facts, man.
I respect that, actually. Yeah.
Unibertanium, I think. Fictional material. Apparently, it's got a conductive temperature. It's conductive at room temperature or something, so it's highly energy efficient. I'm not a science man through and through, but basically, this would solve space travel.
Right.
And they obviously managed to get some and bring it back to Earth so they could travel there. But then they want to, get away from the state of the Earth, because we learn that there are no trees there anymore. It's not green.
Who said that?
Jake, when he's talking to Awa.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh, they destroyed our mother.
Oh.
There's no green there anymore.
I know he said that in a dying world, but I missed that bit. Or I heard it, obviously.
Dying world, yeah.
Yeah, I heard the dying world. That's insane. I didn't realize there's no trees. Maybe I'd like to see a bit of that in the next couple of movies.
That brings me to my next point. What do you want to see in Way of Water? What's something that...
Yeah, see...
I want the human perspective of Earth and... the moral dilemma of the whole reason why the humans came to Pandora in the first place.
Yeah.
Because that could switch, like change the tides a little bit and throw a bit of sympathy over to the human side, even though they've committed these atrocities.
Yeah.
Like it would put some complexity in the plot there.
Because really that's what they said. They were like compensating for killing all these indigenous people. They're saying, oh, the reason we're doing that is because we're... taking material, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, justifying, not compensating.
They're justifying. That's sense. Exactly right.
Justifying killing these people for the material.
But even though there was the option of trying to move them in the first place and then they just rushed to go kill them. Yeah. So it's like, really, they didn't care.
No, not at all.
And that's the whole other point about, you know, linking to past atrocities in human history as well.
Yeah.
It's bringing it through a new light.
Do you think it beat the theme over your head too much? Or
no, I don't think so because, I mean, obviously, that's what the movie's about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not like a movie about something else and then they just throw this idea in there to get a political point across. No, this is a part of the plot and the part of the plot is to make a statement.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the exact same.
I think it's well done.
Yeah. I don't know where else we really can go from here, though. Like, I know there is areas that we can go to, but is there much more in this world or is it sort of wrapped up now? The humans are gone. What, are they just going to come back?
They're going to come back, but I think they're going to come back worse this time. Like, this could be full takeover of Pandora, coexistence. Remember, if humans are desperate, we go into an erratic state.
Do anything, yeah.
We do anything. So that's I'm excited to see what happens.
You want to see more Na'vi people just get murdered.
Everyone just get absolutely clapped, cheeks clapped.
I remember in the real world when the Amazon was burning and you were just cheering. You wanted more.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get more trees down, bro.
Burn the lungs of the earth.
Yeah,
I was totally saying that, wasn't I?
You were.
Yeah.
I got some great blue quotes. All right.
Blue quotes?
Yeah, I call these my blue quotes.
Oh, that's great.
First one is Meals on Wheels at the start when he's rolling out of the...
Blue?
Yeah.
Is this guy's name Blue?
No, I'm just saying blue as in like...
Oh, because Avatar.
Yeah. Great blue quotes.
Okay, beautiful. So this is just quotes from everyone.
Yeah. Meals on Wheels at the start.
Yeah.
Where old mate's just rolling out.
It's like the only one non-cringe line of military people throughout the whole movie.
Oh my God, the extras or whatever were horrible. So bad.
No, but that was fucking funny as.
Meals on Wheels. But other than that, they're all fucking terrible.
Yeah.
We'll get to that after this. All right, give me a quote that you liked.
What?
All right, cut that bit.
No, okay, yeah.
I was going to say blue monkeys. Yeah. That's what I was mouthing.
Yeah,
and you couldn't
Giovanni, yeah.
Yeah, Bizarro Sam Rockwell.
No, Bizarro.
When he says blue monkeys.
I was just like, oh, bro. Yeah.
And when Susei or whatever his name is.
It's Susei.
Anyway, the mountains of Honolulu and shit. When they're up there, he says, "This moron's gonna die." That was great.
That was so good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just a beautiful... No, I think there is a lot more to explore in this world.
Sun Tzu, when he says...
Sun Tzu says...
Says, "This moron's gonna die." And that's the art of war.
Yeah.
That was the best. All right, let's talk about those military boys and then we'll probably wrap it up soon, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good,
that's
man.
A preempt warning, people.
Preemptive. The military boys, I don't really have much to say. I would say the mech design was a bit iffy. I don't know. Everything else looks really cool, but the only visually not captivating areas were when it was grey and kind of...
Yeah, after the tree got burnt and you walked through, that didn't look as good.
Yeah, or like, I feel like all the jungle stuff holds up because of the lighting.
Bioluminescence
plants. Looks really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that well. And just that kind of the low sun shots like hitting Jake's face, it looks really realistic. You can see all these pores and things. And
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the military sort of stuff... like ground wise, it didn't really look too good, but air stuff is great.
Yeah, even
as we said before,
some of the shots in the daytime with the Na'vi don't look as good.
Mm.
They look a bit more computer generated.
Yeah,
You can notice that. Yeah, I think That's about it, really. I don't know if I have much more to say.
I got one thing. I just want to touch on Jake as a character a little bit more. And just, I just love how he was this bumbling fool at the start. This dumbass.
Yeah.
He would just say things or go, oh, it's nice to meet you.
Go to shake this father's hand.
Everyone's like, oh. Or he would just do dumb things that Neytiri would just be like, oh, you moron.
Step on that person's tail. Yeah. Remember that chick just went, ow! That's the best. Or when he smacks the seeds. That is great. Just like, yeah. She's like, don't do that. He proceeds to smack it again.
These are the sacred seeds of the tree. He's like, oh, okay.
Smacks it.
But he goes from this bumbling idiot because of the excitement of being this new body. He's like a child. And then he matures and connects to the reality that he's now in.
Yeah.
Like that progression's very nice.
Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah, he did. He went from a child to a man.
He became, and that's the ceremony that he went through at the end. He becomes a man with the war paint.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah, very cool. And very sad when Neytiri's father dies as well.
Maybe for you.
Oh. Very emotional moment, mate. Crushed by a tree. Hardest way to go.
Yeah, especially by your own tree. Your home. Imagine that. Your home just falls onto you and you're like, ah, shit.
Shit. Well, I've done it.
Yeah. I got stabbed by my home.
Stabbed by a stick.
What a way to die.
Damn. But they didn't micro-review that stick, didn't they?
No, they didn't micro-review that stick. Check your reference to our social media. We'll send out our BSB. It costs $100 to see. I'm about done. Oh, yeah. No, we just didn't mention Silly Jake. Yeah, the military, I felt, were a bit like Battle Los Angeles. Hoo-ha, America.
They were, yeah. Well, it was just the Americans that came there. There was no other humans. It was a private company funded by the military as well.
Yeah.
No, it was the military operation funded by a private company, I think.
Which seems unrealistic in itself.
Oh, no, but, you know, we have the whole SpaceX thing.
Which seems realistic in itself. That is true.
Yeah. Yes.
Sigourney Weaver's school, that's sad that got shut down.
Very sad.
I liked her arc as well a bit.
And another point I'd like to make is I'd like to see the aftermath of the war in the next movie, like how they dealt with all that.
Mm.
Because this stuff isn't going away for any time soon. This is deep in their history now.
Yeah, serious trauma, man.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm just about done.
Yeah. Oh, okay, last thing. I'm happy that Norm actually got to experience the culture and fight alongside his blue brothers.
He finally got there.
Because he was jealous of, and rightly so, was jealous of Jake at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he also got to see the ancestral willow tree. He got to fight alongside the people, be with the people, see what all the ceremonies were.
Radical.
Like. He got his time.
He did. And his avatar died.
That is true. But yeah, so if your avatar dies, you don't die. But unless now, of course, Jake will die.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. Trivia time.
Trivia, 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 trivia.
The Na'vi language was created entirely from scratch by a linguist.
Very nice.
James Cameron hired him to construct a language that would be easy for the actors to pronounce, but it doesn't represent any sort of normal human language.
That's cool. And it's hard to come up with something as well because, I mean, our brains are just hardwired to say certain things. Like, yeah. You probably try and, I don't know, but well done. Very cool.
At the time of auditioning, Sam Worthington was living in his car.
Wow.
So, bro was doing it tough.
You know, I actually thought Sam Worthington, when I was a kid, was a twin.
Yeah, that threw me.
I thought he actually had a twin brother.
Bam Worthington.
Bam Worthington.
James Cameron originally planned to have this... Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
You so did.
This movie took 4 years to make. I also said that. Director James Cameron is known for being tough on set and allegedly kept a nail gun on set. Oh. And he would use the nail gun to nail phones to a wall if they went off. So he'd nail them up near the exit sign if they went off in the middle of shooting.
That's wild.
So just grab your phone, just fucking nail it.
Yeah. Your mum is dying. No, you can't call it. Nailing to a wall.
no, sweet Loretta.
Sweet Loretta fart. She thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan.
Scott's had a lot of crack. Letterbox time. Alex Todd says, blue-faced baby. 2.5 stars. That's good. Aden says, hair sex. 3.5 stars.
Oh, that's a good point to make because they're basically having sex with animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because they connect their hairs.
Maybe a loser would find a problem with that. I'm a loser.
No, no, they're just spiritually connecting and then the actual sex is the sex.
Yeah.
But just they can cut feel
your,
each other.
Yeah, cut off your hair and then you can't have sex with an animal. How terrible would that be?
Damn. No, you'd probably die as an avatar.
Oh, true. Will said, am I serious? Is this ironic? Listen to our latest episode. Shut up, Will. Listen to our episode of the Butts to Nuts podcast. We don't want to listen to your podcast, stupid Will. Listen to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
Yeah, listen to us, bro.
What an idiot.
Yeah, you silly boy.
Shut up, Will.
Yeah, shut up, Will.
Oh, listen to our episode.
No, no, no.
Sound like such a pretentious prick.
Yeah, so trying to be cool.
Yeah, I bet he can't even pronounce hello you.
Fuck, you've done it.
Listen to his podcast. It's probably way better than ours. They could probably actually speak in this audio medium.
Yeah. Oh.
Score time.
I'm giving this a 7 out of 10 nugs today.
Wow.
And I know exactly what your score is going to be.
It's a 7 out of 10, mate. Yeah. Oh, no way. Yeah. We missed. Yes. This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast. Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three. Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.